Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. And to do that, we'll visit with Tim McGann from the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, it was a better week this week for the grains compared to some recent weeks here, late summer, early fall. Give us the weekly numbers. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
Yeah, you bet, Chad. We're way better off this week than we were last week. December corn closed up 5.5 cents, and July was up 5 cents. November soybeans were up 16¾ cents, while the July was up 17.5 cents. December Chicago wheat was up 10¼ cents. December Kansas City wheat was up 9 cents. And December Minneapolis wheat was up 10¼ cents.
So, Tim, what do you think was kind of the catalyst for this bounce in the markets that we saw this week?
You know, Chad, kind of like we talked about earlier, they got some pretty heavy rains in the northern one-third of Iowa and Minnesota, and they kind of got some drenchers up there, and they're kind of guessing that's probably going to hurt the crop a little bit here coming forward. We'll have to see what happens when we get there. So that didn't help, and then also we had some exports numbers come out yesterday from the USDA, and, you know, on corn they said those export sales and shipments totaled around 54.5 million bushels and 42.4 million bushels respectively. And that's a pretty bullish combination. That is total commitments up 50% from a year ago here early in 18-19. So that definitely gave the corn a good bounce. Beans, kind of the same thing. The heavy rains that fell over, you know, like I said, one-third Iowa's crop production, they're worried about that. They're going to have to see what happens, and added some flooding concerns up there. And on the export side of things, on the beans, you know, China obviously continues to impact the weekly numbers, but, you know, USDA said last week's exports, sales, and shipments were down a little bit ago, but we're still doing good there, and people are still buying. You know, the thing with our beans here in the U.S. is we're finally getting cheap enough that even soybean-producing countries are looking to the U.S. to buy some beans here, so that's helping us out a little bit, too.
Yeah. So, Tim, do you think that this is the seasonal bottom that we're looking for? We can see some appreciation from here up?
You know, it kind of feels like that, Chad. You know, after as long as we've been down here and that Tuesday low, and we've kind of been working our way back up, hopefully that was the bottom, and our seasonal lows are put in and we can start working back the right way. But it sure does feel that way, but we'll just have to see what next week brings.
Yeah. All right. Well, so now let's talk about this question. Since the market is giving us signals that are different than in years past, you know, especially with storing soybeans, you know, that might make logistics and what we plan to do this fall when we get deep into harvest might be a little different. Take us through that decision process.
Yeah, you bet, Chad. Kind of where basis numbers are at right now and what everybody's doing in, with the China and U.S. trade talks, the market's kind of really telling you that they don't want to buy beans right at the moment because there's nowhere to go with them. So kind of what it's telling you to store your beans and haul corn, and let's wait and see what happens in the beans markets with U.S. and China, hopefully in November or after the first of the year. And so a lot of guys are wondering what to do with the corn and how they're going to store everything. And one thing a guy can think about is hauling some corn, selling cash across the scale. And then we can always attach an option strategy to that, a put or a call or whatever the grower's bias is. And, of course, with ARC, you can do that marginless. That way it lets you get your corn into town, freeze up some bin space for beans, and you get to participate in the market if something does happen here post-harvest.
Yeah. All right. And I know ARC is really good about looking forward. Any thoughts about 2019? Should we start thinking about maybe getting some prices on there?
You bet. We always look in that DEEF-19 and see what we're doing for new crop, and once they're at profitable levels, and we feel it's time, we'll definitely put some floors in and get those working for us into next year.
All right, very good. Good to talk to you. Have a good weekend. Thanks for the information.
You too, Chad.
Hey, that's Tim McGann at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can always call him toll-free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. That's a recap of this week's markets. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer reporting on the Rural Radio Network.